We are recording.
Okay, yay. Welcome back. After a long absence, we now have infinitely more puppy than we had previously. Also,
plus one canine.
Plus one canine. Yes. Also, we've had a little bit of shake-up, if everyone remembers. Hopefully,
I remember pretty clearly.
No, your character doesn't know anything about what's happened. What are you talking about?
That's like,
player knowledge versus character.
Yeah. But a couple of our brave samurai once again jumped off this warp coil, and
it was me again.
The group's also kind of out of money at this point.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have one Koku.
That's poor.
I might even have two. No, I have one. I have
two left. Yeah. Can't even feed a peasant for
holy crap. I'm suddenly looking wealthy. Nothing's wrong here.
So just quick wrap up of some things that happened. On the next morning for Bayushi and Ruma-san, what happened is
Yoritomo, yeah.
Yep, he wakes you up and my crew, came to visit me on that day. Being recalled back to the mainland, Naizen-sama asks for me specifically, I don't know why. So
who's some of them? Sorry. Can't refuse that. Nice.
So sorry.
Didn't happen to bring you the latest shipping profits, did they?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, when your clan calls, you have to answer.
I'll try to be back.
Also, you should repay debts. We all chipped in for the,
I gave all of my koku.
As did we, mostly.
I had more to give.
We didn't cover most of it.
We covered more than half.
So, no, Yuji-san, I'm not giving you any money. But, so he heads off to the docks.
No, I did like Yoritomo-san, so I mean, I go with him. I bade him farewell. We did get along.
The OG and the Shizuru continue to be dot. You get down to the docks.
Were you coming too, Ruma-san?
Yeah, it's fine.
He knows they're on his ship, or his ship's there. And he gives you both a bow, and then they cast off and sail away.
Very unseemly way to travel.
So, what do the two of you do now?
Well, we had a name we had to follow up to.
Yes. In a few days. Gozu.
Right, he's returning to town in a few days.
But we also want to learn some more about him before he gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we had is the name and that he was a businessman.
That is correct.
And also, we want to find out how much your crab friend knew before you walked us into that ambush.
Technically, it was your home who walked you, or who sent a servant with you guys off the...
Oh, it was Yoritomo?
Yeah.
I thought that guy was a crab.
He's helping.
Oh, he's helping the crab.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we were looking in the caves to help out the Yasuki.
Right. But I'm also curious as to how much they knew.
Okay.
If they were walking us into a trap.
Well, where are you headed?
Well, so you want to go approach the Yoritomo?
Well, our contact just left on a boat.
Yeah, Mantis will do that.
I mean, that's probably where we'll go first, to report back. And I also want to gauge their reaction to see if they're surprised that we're still alive.
Okay, well, so you start heading off that way. And then a few weeks previously... So, Togashi Kazugi, you know, you've been working in the colonies. Kazuki, yes. Apparently.
Third time running out a new name for Matt's character.
Yeah. So, Togashi Kazugi has been working in the colonies with the spider, so you've seen some pretty harrowing things. A lot of Rumal cultists, weird stuff in some ruins. mostly spiders have just been killing shit, and you've been trying to make them not crazy, demon worshipping, you know, spiders.
Very noble.
Very noble. Let me teach them
spirits. Commie.
They've also hired a few Romans to supplement their forces as they've been going. They need it. Well, they kind of, because, I mean, they're not, it's not like it's one grand army of the spider market.
Oh, sure.
They're broken into smaller groups, so every so often they'll hire out and, you know, get somebody to help and supplement their forces. Because, I mean, while they are a great clan, they are by far the smallest great clan in that they are brand new, came out of a war where they lost a ton of people and were hunted fugitives before that. So there's not a whole lot of spider. A few of the Ronin that they picked up have actually made some overtures towards joining up, which the spider would be more than happy to have some more people. But there's been also some Ronin who are just doing it, you know, as a job. And, on that note, they have the Nescent group, the Imperial Explorers, have also been interested in seeing what's out there in the colony, so they have sent some people along with them, including one Ronin named...
Toro.
Toro.
So, is that the family name?
No.
First
he
name.
He doesn't have a
family. He gets no family name.
Well, isn't there a Roman, though?
There are some Roman
yeah.
families.
Yeah.
He's not part of them.
Yeah.
Nope.
He's just this guy.
Just Toro.
Like Toro, just like Madonna.
He does have a bit of status while he's performing his duty, as in that he somehow managed his way into the Imperial Explorers. Whether or not he tells that story is up to him. But... So you guys have been seeing some interesting things. Actually, a few nights ago, as you were returning from, basically, from the front towards the supply run to Kalani's landing, because the Spider and the Mantis have had something of a necessary working relationship, being the only two plants are actively colonizing at the moment. There was an attack from a group of Rumal cultists, who everyone thought in the area had been pretty much pacified, and all of a sudden there was an attack by a group of cultists out of nowhere. You all, you know, fought well. And say one thing about the spider, it's that they can fight pretty scarily. there were still substantial losses, and for now, Dagatsu Kenpeki, or not, I'm sorry, not Dagatsu Kenpeki, but the group of regents that are ruling the clan in his stead, until he comes of age, have decided to recall that particular excursion group to allow them time to recuperate, not just grind them down until they're dead, because there's only like about 15 of them left, and none of them are really in the best shape. Which kind of leaves the two of you on the outskirts of Kalani Planet without anything to do. So, we've got a couple options.
because I am like by the court, and it's the assumption has been as I have been doing things, and then obviously the last big thing I have been doing it, been helping out with the cultists. I'm assuming that I might be able to just pop by the court again and be like, you know, I'm back from assisting with that situation. What's been going on? Is there anything I can, you know, do?
You can absolutely do that.
Fantastic.
Well, maybe it's best I join you.
Oh, so we would know each other at some point.
Okay. Yeah, we're part of the same unit.
Part of the same unit.
Or we're both attached to the same unit. So neither one of you is part of the unit.
Just letting you know, you would have known that I would have, you know, come along with the explorers and everything like that. And before that situation occurred, I've been helping around out of town, and my name has been known well enough that people definitely really like me. At least the commoners really like me. The samurai have enough respect for me as far as it goes being Rome, and the court likes me because I get shit done in a relatively timely manner. So, yeah, I would submit that suggestion to you very politely.
Yeah, well, you know me as kind of like, okay, fighter and name kind of. I mean, probably not as strong as maybe we've seen, like, other monks, especially the monks we've been with.
Yeah. Like, so I had a different breed than Togashi.
Yeah, but I'm a theologist.
Okay.
So, I have taught a lot of things like that, but I also know, like, now we have around the courts, and we're trying to figure out basically what to do next, and maybe there's something there for me.
And you had very minor success, Togashi-san. Less than you would have liked, but more you would have hoped. Mostly among the few monks who are actually with that outfit, who've been a little more receptive to differing viewpoints than maybe the hardline Bushi, who've been up front just fighting in Fulin's name, or in Daigatsu's name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple people aren't necessarily converts, but have listened to a certain extent to what you have to say, so...
I would have definitely listened to everything you said and been very interested in everything. You would have gotten the idea that probably you're never going to be able to grab me in any way, shape, or form, but definitely interested and definitely took something away from your lesson. So I would have expressed that respect and probably said thank you several times after you given something. So.
No, not that his job necessarily is to convert you.
No.
Right.
Mostly it's to keep, you know, it's mostly to keep them in line and
yeah.
Your, you know, or my clan is... in order to be protectors and make sure they don't cross over.
Right. Ride that line. Anyway, yeah, so we're gonna do that.
So you start heading into court. Okay.
Yeah.
And conveniently enough, since it's easy to do it, since that merchant had been spending a lot of time in court, that's where you find him. So you guys are already in court by the time that you see two pretty obviously travel-worn Bushi enter the court. You know their descriptions from past characters, but feel free to describe each other.
As far as monks go, it's pretty standard. Shaved head. He does have a kind of long beard. He's got a couple.
That's crazy, like Fu Manchu style beard.
It's more of kind of just like a full, like just. It's, I wouldn't say it's like Fu Manchu, but it's like kind of more like full but long.
Right.
He obviously has a lot of tattoos and he displays them proudly. But
so no shirt?
No shirt.
Okay.
And in fact, it looks, I wouldn't say it's rags, but it is maybe aesthetic.
Very plain clothes in dragon colors.
Yes.
So maybe faded a little bit.
Right.
Time out here.
The ones you might notice more than the others is there's one of the crane. Not the crane symbol, but just elven crane. And there's another one with bamboo. And of course, his own version of this, his clan. Maybe the ones that are most distinct.
Cool. My character kind of, I guess especially since we've been traveling, has a bit of scruff everywhere. He's got very plain clothes, and with the style of hat that the commoners would wear.
Like the white brim straw hat.
Yeah, one of those is, when he's in court, it's on his lower back, you know, tied around his back, so it's an ordinary side. He wouldn't dare wear that in a court or even around his neck.
Right.
But, you know, he carries himself, if you guys are approaching, you're seeing him coming up. You can tell if he's been in conversation for a little while, he's a lot more relaxed. I guess when he first approaches, very that. But as he, especially if he knows the person, starts to relax a little bit. I wouldn't have brought my spear into the court. So he's just got a small knife on him. And it looks like he has a slight foreign look to him. You know, just something a little bit different about it. And the way he's speaking has a kind of a twist accent. Like he's heard and been around enough different accents and languages and that kind of thing that he's picked up, and you can almost hear a lot of the local areas got that little twang to a traditional Rokugan accent. just slightly. I mean, your standard almost looking peasant looking, but with just a little bit of a foreign look to him.
Yeah.
So
clearly a dirty runner.
But he's kind of a big deal locally, though. Would we have heard of him?
He's kind of gossip world.
Kind of a Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Oops, a bad choice.
Hey, that's good. No, 25.
Scotch. More my style.
Somehow 34 on 4-keep-3 because I exploded.
Yeah, you've heard this week or so. You've heard
yeah.
about it. He has it. This Toru, he's a member of the Imperial Explorers. It's a very big deal, especially for a Ronin. They're relatively new Toru.
Toru or Toro?
Toro, like the fatty tuna.
T-O-R-O.
But
probably
yeah,
not his running.
They're kind of a nascent sort of group. They don't. Their whole job is kind of ill-defined at this point because they're supposed to explore the colonies,
right?
Which is what the spider and the mantis are supposed to be doing. So
right.
Why is there an imperial group for this?
Doing the same thing,
right? nevertheless, it's an imperial appointment for a Ronin, so he must have done something crazy to get it good. And you actually, from the little bit you've been in town, you have heard people talking about, hey, when's Star coming back to town? So he seems to be, you know, familiar to the people around here.
Right.
And from what you can tell, like, the courtiers wandering around and stuff, they're talking to him. They're not ignoring the people
right.
in court.
Right. Not the scruffy one. Right.
So. Thank you. But yeah, that's what you know of him. There's also a Togashi Mon.
Right.
Dragon
yeah.
show up randomly.
Yeah. I've never heard of him, so I don't care.
He's a monk. He goes pretty
yeah.
much where he wants.
Sometimes you just find him on the ruse of Crane.
Right. Also, my character, not big on religion. Also, not excommunicated by what is it?
Different order.
Thousand Fortunes, right. But...
So fortunately, that is not the same
right.
group as the Togashi Tatsu order. But Yoritomo Hikari is in court. He's, you know, talking to some...
I keep my eyes...
young...
Yeah.
Fixed on him.
Yeah,
probably plying some sort of bad business deal at his benefit.
I'm looking for any kind of reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
He sees us.
That's what I'm looking for also.
You Wait. Don't even notice if he notices you.
Okay.
Fair enough. That could be because I rolled really well. It's something you're really bad at.
Maybe he didn't see it.
Well, I finish eating my chip and then I walk up to him.
Alright, that'll be etiquette to put yourself into conversation.
Right. Like I've got that.
Eat the chip and then probably mouth.
Well, a servant came by with like something and I was eating it.
Hey, I'm not a heater.
Servant came by with a bag of some chips.
I
yeah okay.
can only keep rolling these dice.
The first chip
26, 31.
Okay, yeah. You come about at a good moment where he's like, well, good. Then I'll see you at my place later. And we'll discuss business and other things. Doji-san. She's like, hi, son. And, yeah.
Yoritomo-san, how good to see you again. And that's when, you know, I'm gauging his reaction
right.
again.
Right, Chi-san? I trust everything went smoothly at the mine. Then.
There are only two of us here in court today.
So I'm assuming the rest of you are celebrating your success at the sake house?
It was not... bandits, as we were led to believe, who occupied the mine.
It wasn't?
No. They were skilled Ronin, a mercenary crew. And they clearly...
Are you sure?
Yes.
We spoke with them.
We exchanged blows.
Before or after the murder?
After?
We had both lost comrades, and we sought to end the bloodshed.
For Ronin.
They were not common Ronin.
Hmm.
And they were definitely much more than the ordinary bandits we were led to believe were there.
Two of the only ones who lived?
Yoritomo-san.
He lived, but not his champion called him back.
Well, that's good news at least. I'll have to inform Kapaka-san about this.
Who was
the
Yasuke.
Mm-hmm. It's grim.
How much do you believe he knew about the situation?
I doubt he knew anything.
It was his guide, though, wasn't it?
It's one of the servants who used to work at the mine before the, I suppose, Ronin attacked.
Does the name Gozu mean anything to you? Again, I'm kind of studying his reaction.
Nope, never mind. No. said I was a Ronin.
It was the name they said they were looking for.
I'm completely unfamiliar with that name.
He doesn't seem like he's lying, does he? Or would that be sincerity? No. Oh, we can tell that he's not lying.
No, he doesn't.
He's not trying to mask it, right?
No, he's not trying to mask anything. He seems confused.
Sorry, the servant came back with a little snack.
Did you want more sunshine,
There's apparently much more to the situation than even you suspected.
I don't like that there's someone else trying to weasel it on Kabaka's business. Because that means there's somebody trying to weasel it on my business.
Someone with coin. Serious coin. Those were skilled, Ronin.
Well, give me a few days and I'll see what I can rustle up. Perhaps I can get you some more men.
It also cost us 10 koku to bribe them.
20.
20?
Yeah, remember it was
20. Oh, 30 koku, too.
Well, you can make a commerce roll.
Did you actually say 30?
No. I that was a joke. No, I say 20. Because I don't have commerce. I mean, I have it. I do have free low skill, but that's a merchant skill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
You lose honestly using it unless you are
right. No. Exact. No, I would. I would just say 20 koku. I'm not going to try and out haggle a merchant.
Well, maybe you should have just killed them all then. As I said, give me a few days.
Perhaps no one would have come back to report then.
That would have been a pity. Give me a few days, I'll see what I can come up with.
This is where we'll be staying. I forgot the name of the
guy who has never been there
before.
Oh,
Matt.
Matt's probably staying in the dojo because I don't have any money for
him. I still have one.
No. I can set you up for the end for a few nights at least.
Much appreciated.
Since you are.
One night for a comrade who died.
This guy's awesome. This is the first NPC we've encountered that's been like, oh, you got your butts kicked?
No.
Wow, they must have been really stupid strong. Let me see what I can do to actually help you. As opposed to going, you weaklings, how could you fail? Just put him down an hour later. I like this guy.
He's a merchant.
He's one of the good Yartanos. Because yeah. There are jerky Yartanos, too.
There are also pirates.
There are.
I'll find you in a few days. See what we can do.
No. With that, we probably go to take showers and wash the blood off of our armor and our swords. Oh, and I assume we healed, right?
Yeah, you were healed at the temple.
I would have cleaned up at the temple.
Yeah.
Right. Before coming
back.
I might not have, just to drive the point home.
Oh, I'm an asshole! Get me out of port! The crab looks cleaner than me!
Doesn't make any sense.
That's a calculator.
Yeah, scorpion.
It has to be.
If I catch his view, you know, if we ever exchange cases, I nod, just nod of respect, because I've heard about him.
Do I know him?
You can make a commerce gossip or not commerce.
Buy him off now!
That's a weird role.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
That's not even the thing.
Wait, so no, yeah.
Courtier.
Yeah, okay. So that was too cute, too.
Go! So you don't have any courtier.
Just straight up awareness.
Oh.
Because if you don't have courtier, it's awareness.
That's court.
That's courtier.
That's probably courtier.
Yeah, add your awareness to it.
So add your awareness and keep your awareness.
You have two in courtier?
Yes.
Well, what's your awareness?
Two.
So sorry,
four keep two,
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Of course, I roll like
You also exploded.
Yeah, I didn't roll
you
like
rolled like an explosion.
That was 9.
No. So at least 19. Cool, 20. Okay. It was still...
Yeah, you've heard of this guy.
I kind of nod at you, but more like one of those, like, wait, isn't he the super evil guy who, like... Yeah, that's...
Poisoned everybody.
Yeah.
Super evil.
You nod at me in some respect. I kind of go like this. Like, please don't stab me.
Yeah, okay. What you've heard about him is probably not good.
Yeah, I was just like, I recognize him. I'm like, why are you
here? He does have an infamous rage.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, also
killed
the guy unlawfully in a duel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You've only added here.
Right.
I think my guy would be more confused than anything. Just like, okay. So we're heading in. Is there heading out? Right?
It was the nod of one warrior. Kind of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. No, you've been in court. They stopped him very briefly, is all. So.
What's your glory?
Two.
I haven't heard
of
you.
Yeah. I'm just trying to roll the quick awareness.
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, I would want to go in and talk to the magistrate, right? Because I mean, she would actually know me.
Yeah, she'd know you. Her name is Mia Ichiko.
Mia Ichiko. Okay. So I guess wait till a good opportunity to go up. You know.
There's an emergency. If there is one in there, I don't think there is that.
Okay. Yeah. I've been home, so
sure. She'll be in court. Maybe.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'd super prefer to address me first. So.
Sure. So, please sit.
Never gonna get the names right.
Mia-sama.
Mia-sama, wonderful to see you, well and healthy. We've returned from our little excursion against. You know, I very politely will. She'll know.
Not if it.
Yes. There's been some word being thrown around town. I guess I would assuming as I was passing through, people would be running up to me and talking to me, and they would have seen them come back. There's a situation going on.
Well, nothing you need to worry about, Toro-san. I don't want to put some of your talents to such a lowly business.
Let's see what it is. Okay. Oh, well, I'll just go. If it involves the city, you know, it's technically the city, right?
The city.
It wouldn't be below. It really would not be below me to assist you. And to be honest with you, it doesn't look like I'm going to have anything to keep myself busy or well occupied. Aside from, of course, putting more money back into our establishments and inns.
Well, rivalries of commerce are beneath my notice. Really should be beneath yours, too. You do have an imperial commission, after all.
Well, if there's anything I can do to assist you, please do let me know. And of course, it's lovely seeing you again. I guess you haven't really been here before, right?
Not to this one, no.
Okay, so I would introduce him and say, you know, he was absolutely... I would very respectfully say very vital in the whole thing and, you know, give your name the whole bit and then kind of step back and allow you to do anything.
Activate the green tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm charming suddenly.
So, but yeah, if she won't really give anything, I'll go seek them out then, so.
Okay.
So,
that was supposed to be extra dice. I was just trying to move.
It totally worked.
Yes.
Just keep rolling like that. All right, yeah, so...
Sorry, who was speaking to?
Mia Ichiko, magistrate.
Very nice to meet your acquaintance. Ichiko is the...
Her name.
The
Mia is the
family. Oh, okay, so you do it right now. I don't know why you think that, but Mia-san.
So I assume you're responsible for making sure our friends in the spider don't misbehave.
That is an eloquent way to put it.
I try.
I'll smile. Like, we're going to be like...
For us, if we didn't do this, who would?
No. The Empress, in her infinite wisdom, had someone to appoint, fortunately.
Well, it's not quite that unfortunate. I get a chance to teach these poor souls about mistakes. Maybe actually bring some of them away from the Shadowlands for good. And not be charmed by his power. Oh, I just shoot. How about that?
as soon as he said that, I'll catch her eye, and I guess my character does, especially you know somebody likes to. Doesn't like to, but does push that limit of courtier sometimes with, you know, respectfulness and being, you know, in person. So when it gets in, I'll be like, you'll have to excuse us. We have been on the road and slaughtering those who would destroy our, you know, what we have right now. That puts a little on edge and sometimes we forget our... You see where I'm going with this, and of course I will bow very low. And
I apologize for my rudeness.
That's fine.
With being with this spider.
I'm gonna go grab him a drink and a warm bed.
It's almost better to be direct with them, and it's been a while.
Well, perhaps I
apologize.
Should let you two have a few days to acclimate before you bring whatever matter back to my attention again. Yes.
Nice seeing you again.
Didn't
as I'll shoot a look over my shoulder, like. Okay, so
I failed my role.
Yeah. I know. So as we're walking that, I will mention the name of my favorite inn that I like to stay at, and you know, say tell them that I sent you, and you know, they'll cut you a good deal. And I'm gonna go find them.
Okay.
So I'm assuming they haven't been too far away, so I'll take a jog and go see if I can track them down.
Okay. Well, since Nick's in the
back, after making my faux pas, I go ahead and leave.
As soon as you said that, like I was.
So also
it's really
a few
nice
weeks ago,
to be able to...
since that was a good time to introduce back over there, a group of samurai fresh out of a Topaz Championship came through Lionlands, which are still recovering from the plague. In basically looking for a potential link to some sort of Bloodspeaker cult that had been apparently based in the Kitsu lands.
This has never happened before.
No, never. In any way. But you would have heard of this through a number of channels, being that you're both trained by the Kitsu and are also a Jade Magistrate. So it's kind of a thing.
Indeed.
But shortly after that happened, you were recalled back to your home province. You spoke to a governor, Kitsu Hayabusa, who you might have actually met a couple of times when you were training as a child. And unfortunate, like, things, you stopped by your shrine, you saw a couple, like, most of the old teachers were gone. You assume gone in the war or something. But you were able to determine that there was a cult trying to take root there. But this group of samurai did manage to somehow weed it out and find it.
I see. Most excellent of them. Do we know the names of these samurai?
Well, the magistrate who sent him here has been performing a follow-up investigation. He was actually asking for someone who would know about such matters.
Ah. Well, it is fortunate then that I'm here. I will seek this magistrate out.
And you stand up and turn around to leave, and there is a guy in Mantis color standing in the doorway with a pipe in his mouth.
Ah, greetings, Zero Dawn.
No. Tsurugi.
Tsurugi.
Shiro.
Ah, I see. I am Akoma Nijikawa, son of Akoma Fujitomo, student of the Kitsu Shigenja School and member of the Jade Legion.
Tsurugi Shiro, noble magistrate.
It's my honor to meet you.
Fair enough. One thing I do want you to know, too, also, I'm sorry. Aside from this guy, obviously, he has his hair combed in such a way that he's preventing you from seeing, since you're watching it by perception, that there's a lot of scarring on the one side of his face. Kind of hides it. And the other thing to notice is actually the last time you were in Lionlands, it looked pretty dismal, since it was right after the war. It was all kind of gross and sick looking. Since you've been back, everything looks to be on the mend.
That is excellent.
Which is very great. I'm assuming that my band of compatriots, my ex-Yorikai, are off getting themselves in trouble somewhere. From what I've been able to find out through my contacts, they've been chasing a potential source of what's happened here in your town to the former Ivory Kingdoms.
I see. Clearly this is good work that is being done. It needs to receive all the support it can.
I'm glad you think so. So, a member of the Jade Legion, I've managed to secure some travel papers for you. I hope your commander is able to excuse you for some time.
I think such things can be arranged. Once the importance of this work is impressed upon him.
Very good. He kind of looks over your shoulder at the governor, and the governor, like, shrugs. Okay, well, I'm going to send you on boat, because I assume they stopped that way. They had a Yoritomo with them, who had a boat.
None of them had the chance to travel by sea. This will be a novel experience.
Well, I hope you get your sea legs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So he hands you the papers.
Yep.
You bow, and when you rise, he's not there. You look back at the kids, and he's like, he has a habit of doing that.
He's Batman.
Yeah. Reminds me, I need to ask for future reference. How obvious is it when I'm using this tech? Is it as obvious as using a spell? Or am I just giving them the woogie eye?
You're just basically giving them the woogie eye. Unless, I mean, if they have Nova School, they probably figure it out. But,
the woogie eye.
Well, if you wanted to have been doing that too,
sure.
That's fine.
I would have.
Since he randomly appeared and then randomly does
it. Or is it the evil eye?
No, it's not evil.
No.
It's the woogie.
Water.
No, he's not a mode of death priest.
It's
so.
The woogie eye.
44?
Yes, he is possessing of blood of the realms.
Which one? Actually, no, I don't know that.
Yes.
No, he has touched the spirit realms.
Yes.
And it's blessing, not curse, right?
Correct.
And that's it he's got for spiritual?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're right through right hand for a second.
Because he's a puppy and that's what he does.
So, yeah, I mean, they secure your passage. The lion... don't really have a lot in the way of coastline, so part of your travel papers do actually take you down into Crane Lands, where there's a stopping park for ships that are going down to the colonies. So you spend a couple days in a crane port wooing crane maidens.
Of course.
I'm liking your character.
and then your boat comes by. Just as a point of reference, there's not at that point. But yeah, it's a part of a convoy, so there's a few boats. Just make one stamina roll.
Alright.
For the point of travel.
Which I was a fail this probably. Yes, three.
Yeah, you're sick the whole way there.
Sorry,
that the club, buddy.
That happened to us too.
Yeah.
I was the only one that stayed healthy the entire time.
No, you're almost fine.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, that's your
right. He didn't have to roll.
He didn't have
yeah, you grew up.
He's used to that.
Yeah.
Right back.
Okay.
You're Yotomo, you got to the mainland. You had to have been on the boat at least once.
He also owns a Kabune, so... So, by the time you get to the colonies, you are delighted to finally see a dock. After going through storms and
yes.
Pirate attacks and all sorts of crazy things happen.
And thus, the colonies, and off to some new discoveries.
The Yotomo sailors kind of give you a nod. Okay, crazy lion man.
Hey, crazy lady.
And conveniently, since this all happens at the speed of plot, this is all happening at roughly the same time. You get there on that same day, that
yeah,
is all
speed
happening.
Speed of plot. That's my favorite speed.
That's a good speed. So, yes, you are leaving court, and I assume you guys are heading where?
We're heading back. Well, we were heading back to the inn.
Okay. So you do see, actually, the Ronin you nodded to a few minutes down the walk, kind of running down after you.
Okay. When I get close, I kind of... I think you're a little bit closer.
If he's running,
oh,
I have my hand on my blade.
It's
not
a job.
He's not like...
I don't want my spear out of my hand. As I come running up, like, I guess...
Yeah, as you run up, I do kind of eyeball him.
Well, yeah. What's it called? Like, you look like you're a little bit closer. It looks like I'm about to do something to you, and then I really get a good eye full of you, and then the last thing I kind of, like, I don't know, you might catch you, might not, kind of go... And turn to you! Kind of just like, Scorpion, you know, just let me talk to this guy. So, yeah, I'm not out of breath or anything like that, but you can tell I chased it down from there.
Right.
So, I'll bow and respectfully, you know, introduce myself. Like, you can, like, I'll try to say, you know, like, you know,
I'll bow my head.
Yeah.
Like, nod it. I'll nod.
Yeah,
both of you can make lower heraldry rolls.
Yeah.
And yes, you can.
I haven't.
You already know the information.
Oh,
going to
okay. Then I won't.
8. Nope, he's just some dirty rodent.
Just some rodent guy running up to
he's
us.
He's got a couple mons on
yeah,
his
like,
on his comma though.
Yeah.
Oh, did I recognize any of those mons?
You would recognize the Imperial
Cartographer. Oh, okay, right.
So, launchers.
Jet!
Oh, damn! So that aforementioned puppy.
Anyway, she's still here. So I'll introduce myself, Toro, and like it's almost like I'm for a second trying to grasp for some kind of proper introduction for samurai, and then I just kind of give up. like you can tell my character's like I'm trying. You know,
you're an imperial cartographer.
Among several other trades, but that's one of them.
What can we do for you, son?
The magistrate had mentioned that there was some business that she said I need not get myself involved in. Well, usually when it concerns the safety and the well-being of the city and the people in it, that falls under my category, in my opinion. I would like to humbly offer myself and my skills at your command, should you need it.
Does the name Gozu mean anything to you?
Depending on how long...
You can make a gossip.
Quarter.
I study him for his reaction, too.
Oh, he's another Ronin. Yeah.
Explosion.
Yeah. That would be 28-31.
Gozu runs a smuggling ring a bit north of the city. He's not a really honorable sort.
Yeah.
He's not anyone you would really be hanging out with or anything, but...
Well...
To ask this question for Joe, is he a samurai?
What was your total amount?
31.
He is not a samurai himself. He may be a ronin, may just be a guy above his station.
Yeah.
The first time you heard of him in the area, he was actually in the company of some guy named Shunitsu.
Okay.
I was shaking my fist at the microphone.
Well, I'll give you the short answer now. If you allow me to accompany you, I'll give you a longer answer. But he's a, pardon my use of words, but a bit of a bastard, actually. He runs a smuggling ring. I haven't crossed paths with him yet, nor do I really want to. And if he comes within any closer than the village, then I believe the city that he already is, I think we're going to have a problem. Was in the company of, what's his name? I actually forgot his name, so I... Chinitsu.
Doji Chinitsu. You probably catch this exchange, a quick glance.
So, yeah. So we know Chinitsu. As much as we regret knowing him.
Fair enough. Well, it sounds like...
Do you know where Gozu's base of operations is?
But I know
somewhere
he's in the mountains. Okay, yeah.
It's hard to say.
Somewhere along the river, it probably shifts around, depending on what he's doing at the time. Well, if you're looking for an extra set of hands, I'd be more than happy to be in your employ.
Well, we do find ourselves short-handed at the moment, but also short on funds.
We can work that out at a later time.
But trust me, if you care about this area's well-being, ridding this area of Chinitsu and any of his accomplices is in your best interests.
Adventure? Possible fighting?
I suspect so.
Yeah, we're good.
More than likely.
Well, you can count me on board if you'll allow me to join you. I may have a monk compatriot of mine.
As if on cue, coming down the walk is the Tanashi looking still a little embarrassed for himself.
you guys see kind of slouch a little
bit.
We would have
worked well. Like we wouldn't have had you wouldn't have had any problem with me being a runner.
No.
Can he hold his own in a fight?
He's Tanashi.
He's
like,
yeah,
he's
whatever, man.
Everybody walks their own path.
Tagashi Kazuki.
You can probably say Tagashi-sama.
Yeah.
Tagashi-sama, you can let that red drain from your face now. You're far enough away from the building.
Zoro.
Speaking of the compatriot I mentioned, I'll kind of step back and again let you do the introductions and that kind of thing because I'm just like, yeah, I know how you guys operate. So, yeah.
Kazuki Togashi. Sorry,
I don't know what ailing
is. Togashi Kazuki.
Have you obtained enlightenment?
No, it attained a lot of sun in sunny Florida. Omo-san? Yoshi-san? Who's going to hear acquaintance?
Togashi.
So. What exactly is this all about?
Stop you To answer your question, we spent the better part of a few weeks, going after and killing a lot of cultists. And enjoying it, I might add. And
I think you've been doing most of the killing.
But you've been doing the morale support. He's very, very good with his fists, and he's not bad at mincing words with those who think quick on their feet. The short version is, again, we're all a little tired after this trip. I'll get myself in and turn to you. Apparently we were having some issues with a, I wouldn't like to associate myself with this, but a Roanesque man who apparently is causing some trouble in this area. I'll kind of turn back to you and kind of gauge your faces a little bit, you know, based on when I say trouble, how much you actually, you know, respond to that. But I'm thinking that if they'll take me into their group, I was going to assist them, give them a hand for a little while. If you've got nothing better to do, it looks like they're going to be helping this region out.
Well, it would be something to fill the time, and I need to experience some other things for a while.
Yeah. If it's all right with you, I'm going to continue on to, let's face it, probably a sake house first, and then to my local inn. Please, if you, whatever my favorite inn is again,
there's a couple. I mean, you're probably the less reputable one,
yeah.
even on your imperial, so.
We're just at whatever one Nerotomo son
right.
Set us up in.
He set you up in a nice one because he's. Friendly like that.
So I'll tell you which one I'm at. I'm saying, you know, I politely ask which one you're at, and should you need me, ask the town, basically ask a peasant to come find me because I wouldn't want you coming down to my inn.
So. I'll let you know the name where I am.
Great, that's fine. So should you need me, should you decide to take me along with you, just let somebody know and I'll join up as soon as you need me. So, again, honestly, an honor and a pleasure meeting you. And hopefully I do look forward to working with you.
How well do you know the area?
Extremely well.
Good. We need someone who knows the area.
I can, I would have maps drawn up with the area at this point, right?
You could very easily.
I assume as part of his job as Imperial Cartographer.
Yeah, so actually, at that point, I'll offer one of the maps I have on me. Yeah, so this is, I'll actually, hand you I have a small scroll thing, I'll kind of flip through it a little bit, I have a lot of them in there, and I pull out one of that, and I hand you kind of like a smaller one that I would have, just as a quick reference of the city itself, and then just the general surrounding area, local landmarks and that kind of thing people would know.
Okay.
And I'll offer that to you, basically, for free, so, as a gesture of goodwill, basically, so, and at that point, I will...
Dumb.
Kind of turn to you and bow to everybody. You can tell it's, by the third bow, it's kind of a little rushed, like, all right, cool. you can tell I'm trying, I just, and I'll head off on my way.
That map will give you the way of the land advantage for Kalani's landing in the southern regions.
Nice.
So that's what his tech does, and it's pretty awesome.
Cool.
What do you do when you get off the boat?
Oh. After enjoying the feel of solid ground underneath my feet for a while, I will attempt to discover the location of local court and magistrate's office.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a court in session, I feel I should go and present myself after cleaning up.
Okay.
If there's not a court in session, then after cleaning up, we go to the magistrate's office.
Okay. By the time you roll in, the court's pretty much ending, so, which you get the sense of, since you see a bunch of people in courtly outfits strolling through the streets at that point, like, heading back towards inns and whatnot. But you are able to ask around and find where the magistrate's office is. So you, too, find yourself... Actually, you don't, because she was in court all day. There is a... you go in, and there's actually a mantis sitting behind the desk of the magistrate. And you can make a floor heraldry roll.
Seventeen.
He does not have any badge of office or anything on at the moment. So, probably a Yorick guy. If not the actual magistrate himself.
Well, they usually have some sort of marking.
He will have a, like, a smaller
thing.
You missed it for a second, and also I missed it for a second. But this,
greetings. I'm Akuma Nijikawa, son of Akuma Fujitomo, student of the Kitsuchigenja School, a member of the Jade Legion. Here are my papers. I have come here by request of Tsuruchi Shiro to assist some of his Yoriki. I understand they are in this area.
I don't know of any Yoriki from the mainland.
No?
No.
Looks like my papers. Are there any names mentioned of the Yoriki?
Well, it says they're ex-Yoriki. But yes, there are the names. Well, let's see. Kuruma Masaru, Bushi Hiramoto, Doji Deshiro, and Yoritomo.
No longer appearing in this picture.
Not here anymore.
I actually spoke with Doji a couple nights ago at Asake House. So, yeah, I assume they're somewhere in town.
Do you happen to know where they can be found?
Well, there's only really two ends. They'll give you the locations of both of them. There's the... I don't know that the names are actually named here. Does anyone? Yeah, there's two inns. They're both fairly small. One is obviously set up for the more reputable folk, and one is set up for the less reputable folk.
Me.
And I shall first go to the more reputable one.
Okay, well, conveniently, you will find... Actually, where are you going at this point?
I was actually going to stay and chat with them.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'd be heading off to the Nicer Drain as well, and everyone abandons Toro.
Abandons? I think I'm going to drink and hit off the locals. They like me, remember?
That's a good point. So, yeah, you step into the inn, and, there's a nice common room. There's a couple people hanging out.
I check the logbook.
There are, in fact, logged in those five names.
Ah.
Some of them may be crossed out now.
Unless we reported it to the innkeeper for some reason.
Right. Hey, these guys are dead. Cross them out the logbook.
They will not be doing it. So they are dead.
Look around to see if I have anyone who matches those appropriate descriptions. Well, the clan colors, anyway.
Well, that's fair. What are you three doing?
If there's a common room, I'd sit down and grab some dinner.
Yeah, that's probably what we're doing. Yeah. And I can't imagine there's that many scorpion here, either.
There's probably very few of you guys, maybe one or two dragon in the city.
Right.
But, yeah, you see an eclectic group of a crab, a scorpion... Oh, then a dragon. So it can't be the right group.
They may know where they are. So I will approach this group, three people.
Did we get a physical description?
Yes, the description I was about to go into.
Right.
Nijikawa is a little bit on the shorter side. He's not small by any means, though. Kind of got the whole probably undernourished appearance that you've probably seen a few lion having.
Yeah, we got a lot of that when we went.
Yeah. He's got...
They had a bill
of that. Yeah, it looks probably like it was dyed blonde. You're not entirely sure if it's a really good dye job, if it was. He's got kind of scholarly robes, and he's probably got some sort of indication marking him as a member of the Jade Legion. And he's also got a small book with him that he seems to be reading, which he puts away as he approaches your group. Anyone also who notices... who's more perceptive type might see that there's actually a lot, surprisingly for a more scholarly looking guy, there's a lot of callousing and scarring on his hands and wrists.
You carry a sword?
Wakizashi.
Okay.
That's a sword.
And no other weapons?
Does anyone have Nova School?
No.
I do technically have a knife as well.
Okay.
That's like I was technically carrying anywhere between 4 and 6 weapons on me, depending on the time.
Greetings! I am Akuma Nijikawa, son of Akuma Fujitomo, student of Kitsuchigenja School, and member of the Jade Legion. I am searching for a group of samurai who once employed as Yoriki by Tsuruchi Shiro. Would you be able to assist me in finding these people?
Perhaps.
You found two of them.
Oh, yes. That's it. Yeah.
That's Ruma-san and...
Bayushi-san.
Ruma-san and Bayushi...
Hiromoto.
Okay, that's us.
Well, it's not all of us.
The two names you just named are me
and
the Scorpion.
Right. I was confirming that these are the ones I'm looking for. Excellent.
Well,
you did a bit of you did some good service in my clan's lands, for which I am quite grateful to you. And having met your former magistrate you were working for, he impressed upon me the urgency of the work you are doing, and that there may be further leads in this strange land. So I have come to offer my assistance.
Are you sure you heard the entire story? I'm kind of smirking.
I'll be glad to hear the rest of it from you. It truly must be a great tale.
The last lion I met, I slew in the streets.
Really? You opened with that part of the story?
That's why I was smirking.
I see. Now clearly you'll either provide a good reason why such was necessary, or there's a matter of justice that is long overdue.
It was settled with the magistrate. He challenged me. I was better with a sword.
I see, so it was a duel.
One might call it such.
Well, it was a duel, and a legal one, apparently, if the magistrate approved of it.
I just smile.
I don't say a word.
I like how you kind of say, like, click.
I just...
Click.
I do kind of take, like, you know, a chopstick full of my rice and just kind of shake my head.
What has Toro got me into now?
And you, Tagashi-san.
Yes,
I've not heard your name.
Oh, my name is Suki Tagashi. This is an honor to be one of the Shade Legion.
Indeed, as well it is.
How can we help you, Okama-san?
Well, I will be assisting you. I believe that was covered quite clearly. Where are the rest of your companions? I was told to expect three more.
Well, one is back on his ship.
Yeah, one of them was called back by his champion, Yoritomo. San was called back.
So you're no longer of bearing on this matter.
Correct. The Doji and the Soshiro died in combat against mercenaries.
I see. Well, as they died in battle, may their souls go on to reach Yomi.
Hey.
The Doji, probably.
You did die in honorable combat.
Yes.
So
you did die. You died in service
you
of the Empire.
The Soshiro himself may not have been that honorable. Actually, he was pretty honorable when he died.
Insanely honorable.
Pretty far. So
you had the problem of the low honor guy. It's like I'm getting honor by accident. Oh no.
That's what's happened to my character.
The spirit's like, you had how much honor for a scorpion? We can't. Oh, all right. Yeah. Who are you?
Honor testing. It's your friend. Okay, TN40. Let's go for it.
All right. Actually, this is a good place to call a break for the first hour. Yep.